I do not hear the sound of your footsteps or the soft rhythm of your breath. I do not need to turn my head to see you. I just feel you. That great disturbance in my void of quiet. Despite your arrival not being heralded by any great harbinger, only the slight creak of the large door signaled your entry. You are talented. It has been an age since someone has discovered this place. Since a mortal walked these aisles and sought the knowledge of the ancients. You're a novelty among the arching ceilings and towering bookshelves. I know you've seen me. You falter and I feel it in the air. Something stirs deep within me. You smell of life. Fleeting and intoxicating, my fingers tight around the book in my hand. And my own eagerness to turn and see who's crossed the threshold. But I rein myself. Finally speak, my stomach twists at the sound. The greed, deep and primal, tugs at my chest. In the split second that it takes for me to turn and acknowledge your presence, I've already made my decision. My whole body tingles to snatch you, tear at you in greed and deference, and take a peek at every part of you, taste every. What is it you seek, little adventurer? With a small grin, you explain how you came to find out about this place. Legends on the outside tell of this library. Hidden away behind traps, only those deserving may gain entry. This I know, for it was I that laid such trials before you. You're on some grand mission. Find something and are hoping that the knowledge held here will aid in your endeavor. I don't exactly pay attention to your story. The question was a formality more than anything. The mere passion with which you speak is enough to blur my mind. I watch as you trail your fingers on the worn down stone pillar beside you, tracing the crevices. Crossing the runes engraved before even my time. A language, no matter how much study we undertake, we'd never even hope to understand. I already ache to touch you. Feel those fingers curl. Feel your skin break and sweat, spicy and sweet under my manipulations. I want. They're watching. They always are. The beings that built this library. The ones who still read and lend their knowledge to these dusty tomes. Pages turning. Beings I simultaneously protect from others and protect others from. Their shadows still creep across the floor. Looking through ancient tomes. Sharing knowledge, ghost memories. I can feel them all around us, drawn to the surface by the stench of mortality. They're imprisoned, of course. Forced into unending memory. But that does not make them powerless. Entities like that do not just fade into non-existence. And perhaps we'll give them a show. The knowledge you seek is here, although ancient and hidden. I step closer to you, now inhaling the intoxicating scent of your mortality. I must have you. A lie plays upon my tongue. To access, one must first surrender themselves to their most base, primal state. You stare at me for a second, still confused, but recognition is slowly dawning. I wonder if you know this is all a farce. If you do, you don't say anything. Perhaps you need to fuck as much as I do. Perhaps we're not so different at all. And our forms not physically enticing. I can guide you to these secrets through ritual if you wish. But I must warn you, to understand such primeval notions, we shall have to give in to each other, as well as ourselves. Are you willing? I need your with a wicked grin, you interrupt me with a yes. From that pretty little mouth of yours, the deal is sealed. All it involves is, you speak up, sex. You say before clutching at my tunic. Your own eyes now shining with a glint of lust. Clever girl. Comes my reply. I suck hungry kisses down your throat. While wrapping an arm further around you. Pulling us together with one hand on your ass. Squeezing and forcing you closer so that our hips meet. The noises you make us. I hold you, have my cock straining against my pants. Aching for more. Your hands slip between us and my hips move eagerly against your palm. I can't help the smile that crosses my face. I've offered you wisdom of the ancients. Power beyond your comprehension. And yet you reach longingly for my cock. You wanton whore. Makes you grin. I hate to taste you, to have you squirm and whimper and come on my tongue. To lap up your juices and relish in you. With my hands on your waist, I press you against the bookshelves, tucking down your trousers. And panting wordlessly. You're exquisite under the moonlight. Shrouded by the shadow of the shelves, the darkness trying to conceal your beauty from me. My palms on the length of your thighs, familiarizing myself with the feel of you beneath me. And I part your legs. To this dragon last, or burn fast. I decide in an instant that I'll savor my feast when my teeth bite in the side of your left thigh. I hear the delicious noise slip from your lips. I start slow inhaling the scent of your sex and dragging my tongue through your wanting folds, earning precious whimpers from your heaving chest. The sweet tang of your arousal coats my tongue. And I groan. I long to taste more of you. And hear the soft sounds of your pleasure as I press my tongue into your fluttering cunt. And feel you tremble under my touch. My lips close around your clit and your spine curves. I want to. I need to drive you to delirium with every languid stroke of my tongue. I savor you, spearing my tongue into your cunt, arms wrapping around your thighs and pulling you closer so I can lick deeper, consume you from the inside out until my hunger satiated, my nose nudges against your clit, and you grind against my face, dragging yourself against my lips, and I groan in encouragement, sending vibrations straight to your core. That's it. Sweet girl. I and murmur into your cunt as you grind on my tongue. Use me. Use me. Two of my fingers push into the slick, warm channel of your cunt and curl, pressing into that soft spot behind your pubic bone. You tense up, clenching around my fingers as I suck and lap at your clit, drawing slow, tantalizing circles around it. With every stuttered breath and your nails raking against me, I can tell you're coming closer to that delicious edge. I want it. I demand against your cunt, give it to me. Come for me. Come for me. When you finally let go. It's glorious. I lap up every last drop of your cum before you sink down towards me and I pull you in to kiss. In between mutterings of good girl. My good girl. When I lay you out on the carpets beneath me, you seem almost surprised. Even with that dazed look not quite yet gone from your eyes. Now, dearest, I grin, feeling the hunger return to me. Only this time I won't be as sweet. I can't be. It's my turn. I bite at your skin. Your breath's coming short pants, nails biting into my clothes, dragging me closer even though there's no space between us to bridge. My lips trace the sweat on your neck, tongue leaving a trail down the expanse of your throat as my cock brushes against your warmth. I ache to feel you. With a deep guttural sound, I do, sliding every inch into your overwhelming warmth. The sound you make only spurs me on, moving my hips slowly at first. Moans tumbling from my hips. Fuck. Fuck. You feel so good. The duos make scandalous sounds, flesh slapping on flesh, snapping continuously together in wants as my moans and your cries make beautiful music. I can't think. Suddenly my hand is wrapped around your throat. My cock twitches as I look down at your face, pulsating from the restricted airflow. Look at you, trying to moan for me. Fuck, you look so delicious. My thrusts become erratic, rough, wanting. I pump myself in and out of you like my life depends on it. Thrusting, forcing you to take every last inch of me, brushing, bruising you inside and out. I can't imagine them now. My masters, trying to focus, trying to read their ancient tomes, watching me fuck you on their library floor. Some mortal who just came looking for answers, and instead got filled with cock. I know they're all aching to have you, to take a piece of you. Fuck. To live, to fuck you like I am. They can't. You're mine. Mine to fill, to consume, to ruin. This thought sends me over the edge. I spill my load inside of you, groaning as I come. Hard. I ride out my orgasm with erratic thrusts, fucking the cum deeper and deeper into you. I don't know the next time I'll be allowed a moment like this. Oh, fuck. My head drops into the crook of your neck. Hips still rolling. Slowly to ride out every bit of pleasure you've given me. We both lie here. Breathing heavily. Chest heaving, savoring the moment. You look so pretty. All covered in my marks and filled with my cum. I wonder what people on the outside will say when you inevitably return. What will you say when they ask what you found in here? I do not voice this, however. And as the last of my cum-induced days wears off, I prop myself up on an elbow. The shadows begin to dart across again, returning to their tomes. So powerful is our passion, it distracted even ancients such as these. My masters are pleased. So am I. So. About that book.